This is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com, and today I'll be speaking with Jane Staggs, an Alexander Technique teacher who lives in Cambridge, England. Welcome to the program, Jane.
Hi.
Hi. I should say that Jane is a teacher who was on the same training course that I was on in England back in the late 70s and early 80s. Jane, could you begin by just perhaps giving a very short description or definition of the Alexander Technique?
Well, the Alexander Technique to me is learning how to use yourself better. And that's how you use yourself in the real broadest sense of the word, both mentally, physically, and emotionally. And if you do learn to use yourself better, you feel better in the broadest sense of the word. You feel healthier and happier, I think.
Okay.
So for me, it's very practical. It's about learning skills and about learning more self-control, if you like, putting us back in control of ourselves, not our subconscious habit patterns being running us, being in control.
Mm-hmm. And in a minute, I'm going to ask you a little bit about what happens during a lesson with you, but I think I'd like to begin with having you say a little bit about your own background and how you heard about the technique and what drew you to devote 3 years of your life to becoming a teacher of the Alexander Technique.
Mm. Well, as you know, I've been involved with the technique for over 30 years. I qualified in 1979. I first heard about the technique from my yoga teacher, and Chris Stevens, and that's how I got involved in the beginning. I very quickly lost interest in yoga, I'm afraid, and threw all my interest into the Alexander Technique. And it changed my life in all sorts of ways. I couldn't begin to go into all the details. It's far too time-consuming and probably too personal as well. I can't imagine really what my life would have been like without it. One thing it did was it changed me. Well, having said that I came to it through yoga, I was actually a very, very non-physical person. Yoga was the first thing I ever did that sort of, you know, slightly reacquainted me with my own body. But I became more and more sort of physical and embodied through my experience of the Alexander Technique. I'd started off life as a real classic couch potato as a child, as a young adult. I was terrible at sports. I hated anything very physical. And it sort of changed me into a, dare I say, almost a slightly sporty person, which is certainly not what I saw my life being like many years ago. And so this has just made me more and more interested in physical activity, in the whole mind-body relationship and fitness in all its aspects as an aspect of health. And I suppose this culminated in me training last year as a body control Pilates teacher. And I now teach Pilates a bit one-to-one to some of my Alexander pupils. And I really see that Pilates is a sort of more dynamic Alexander lesson.
Mm-hmm. Could you perhaps say a little bit about what someone who books a lesson with you might expect when they come to see you?
Sure. I start off people with classic Alexander lessons, regardless of what they come for. Usually, it can vary with the person, but generally I start people off with their classic Alexander lessons with some chair work and some table work. And the chair work is just sitting down and standing up a few times with a bit of help from the teacher. And I think this is really useful for lots of reasons. For one thing, you know, we all sit down a lot and we stand up a lot. And we need to do these very simple things as well as possible. If we sit down rather poorly, rather poor coordination, we may be creating a bit of strain on ourselves. Not very much. One sit down, but when you think how many times we do this through a day, a week, a month, a year, a lifetime, this can add up to an awful lot of strain. And the pupil begins to get the experience of better use of themselves. And it also introduces people to the idea that there's more than one way to sit on a chair. That even something as ordinary, everyday, and usually very unconscious, can be a conscious act, and that we have choices about how we decide to sit down on a chair. And then as lessons progress, I might introduce more situations, depending on the pupil and what their needs are and what their interests and activities are. I've had musicians bring their instruments in, of course. I've had mothers bring their babies in. We've had lessons mothers breastfeeding their babies, putting them in and out of the pram. I once brought the secateurs in from the shed because a pupil was having trouble gardening and using her secateurs with her hands. So it really depends on the person. And then people who want to can do Pilates with me as well. And we can start doing some very simple, basic Pilates stuff. I don't do anything very fancy with the Pilates in a way. But it's really down to the pupil to decide whether they want to do the Pilates or not, or whether they feel they need it or it interests them. So depending on the pupil and the situation, we can introduce all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very practical in my approach, I suppose.
Right. And in general, who should consider taking lessons with you?
Well, anybody, really. Anybody who wants to learn to use themselves better. My students range from, you know, teenagers to people in their 80s and 90s. I don't teach children. That's one thing a lot of Alexander teachers do, but I don't want to see them until they're teenagers myself. I've taught a lot of musicians over the years. I've taught sports people of all sorts, from horse riders to golfers to marathon runners. I get a lot of people with bad backs, I suppose, neck pain, shoulder pain, lower back pain. That's one thing that I am quite interested in as well. I've been an advisor to the charity Back Care since 2000, and I'm quite interested in those kind of spinal problems. I get a lot of people these days with RSI, repetitive strain syndrome, repetitive strain injury. That's a more and more common problem that we see. I'm quite interested in feet problems. I've had a bit of problem with my own feet, and so I became very interested in feet. I looked at them quite extensively. People usually come because it hurts or it doesn't work. You know, they need some kind of motivation. I also get people coming who say they just want better posture. Almost always women who will say, I hate the way I look. My shoulders, you know, are so rounded and it looks appalling. And I want to look better. Men never say they want to look better. But I have sometimes heard later from their wives or girlfriends that they are actually really pleased with their change in their appearance, a more manly chest or broader shoulders or whatever. So I think vanity is actually a very good reason. Because what looks better in this case is better. It's actually healthier if we have better posture and look better.
I wonder if I wonder if you could perhaps just say a few more words about how you see the Alexander technique in its relationship to Pilates. Usually, I think most people think of Pilates as being kind of exercises, fairly demanding exercises, and Alexander is more a mental process. And how do you see those two working together? Could you say a little more about that?
Mm. Well, I think the idea of Pilates is actually a misconception, although North American Pilates is a lot more hardcore than a lot of British Pilates. And what the Pilates that I trained in is body control, is very recent, very modern British version, which is actually quite different, I think, to the classical American stuff. We use very simple exercises, which have been taken from the more classical series. So they're not as demanding to begin with. they can build up to more demanding, of course, but it's to make Pilates accessible to people of any age and any physical condition, people with even problems. You don't have to be a young, fit ballerina to take it up. And it's a misconception that Alexander is very much a mental approach, because Pilates is very much a mental approach as well. It's actually described as mind-body conditioning, mind-body system. And they have a lot more in common than is sometimes realized. And Pilates is just another way, really, of exploring your use pattern. How do you use yourself? And how do you use yourself in perhaps these rather unusual sort of situations, exercises? But it's very much about staying focused, using your mind, and giving yourself more self-control.
Mm-hmm. And is there anything else about your teaching that you'd like to cover in this interview?
Well, I think I've probably covered most of it.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I like knotty problems, actually. You know, quite like it when people come with some problem that they really want to try to improve on and get to grips with.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, because I've been involved in it a long time, I sort of go off in little tangents sometimes. Like, I got very interested in feet for a while, because I thought we can learn to use our feet a lot better than we do, and they have such an effect on everything else. And I found using the Pilates in a very, very simple way can really make a big difference to some people. I've also gotten very interested in chairs and chair design, and I advise people on their chairs, their furniture. I'm quite interested in how chair design affects posture, which affects back problems and neck problems, that sort of stuff. But I think that pretty much covers it, probably.
Okay. So now, if someone, you teach in Cambridge, England, and if someone wants to get hold of you, could you tell them the best ways to do that?
Yes, I'm in the Cambridge Yellow Pages. My phone number is 01223-312-374. And I have a website, which is alexandertechnique.com/Cambridge. And
okay.
That has, of course, my email in it. So.
Okay, yes, your email address is on that site. And also,
yes,
I believe there's a link on that site to the seating, is it CAM seat, or what is the organization?
The Campaign for Better Seating, yeah.
Of which you're a member of that, or advisor
to
that?
Yeah, I started that as mainly an information service to try to bring people's attention to the fact that chair design has a big effect on our posture and our back health.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very strong relationship between, you know, sitting on a bad sofa or a bad chair, a bad train seat, or any other sort of seat,
mm-hmm.
And back pain.
Mm-hmm. So let me just give you your phone number once again. It's 01223-312-374, and that's in Cambridge, England. And
yes.
Your website is alexandertechnique.com/Cambridge. So today I've been speaking with Jane Staggs, an Alexander teacher and Pilates instructor in Cambridge, England.